Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Overreactions from the weekend. Ashton Jeanty is the best college running back since Barry Sanders. The stats say so. He's already up to 1,000 yards and 16 touchdowns through five games. He's done it on fewer carries than Barry, only 95 carries to run for 1,000 yards. He's actually sat in the second half of some of these games, so the level of competition weirdly has hurt his ability to rack up better numbers. And if you want a comparable, he ran for nearly 200 yards against Oregon. Power, speed, you watch the highlights, John, best since Barry.
It's a bit of an overreaction, because you do look at the opponents that he's playing, and the fact that he's not playing a lot in the second halves. Okay, he's fresh by the next week. He's not getting banged up. He's not getting touched. So he's not taking unnecessary hits. He's really good. I mean, it will go back to what we had talked about. I think it was the Thursday touchdown. He was my September Heisman. I think things will level off as, you know, the season goes on. He's really good. I don't want to disparage him, but I think, you know, when you look at Derrick Henry, I would take him over Ashton. I just would.
Yeah, overreaction for now, because it's October 7th. I mean, come on. Since Barry.
1,000 yards in five games, 16 touchdowns.
I know, Jim, but it's October 7th.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes just a little bit.
This weekend, we saw five of the top 12 teams be upset. It shows that college football has never been healthier. Vandy beats Bama. Down goes Tennessee, Michigan, Missouri, USC all lose. The Hoosiers are 6-0. The sports day is unpredictable. We've got exciting, better matchups than ever before.
We do have exciting, better. I don't think it's an overreaction, because I like the parity in college football now. I like the fact that there's not a dominant Georgia. There's not a dominant Alabama. You could say Texas right now is the dominant team, but you also have Ohio State. You have Oregon that's undefeated. Penn State in the Big Ten. I don't think anybody's going to mistake Penn State for a championship team, but the matchups that we're getting with 18 teams in the Big Ten, 16 in the SEC, has created some excitement. Watching Vandy, watching their fans react the way that they did after the game, traveling 3 miles down Broadway to throw the goalposts in the river. That was awesome. You're going to get more of those moments because transfer portal, NIL. The grass is always greener on the other side, and sometimes it is for some of these players.
I'm going to say overreaction because I'm not sure I like this yet. I need to let this play out and go through a season and maybe two. I don't know if I like this. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I like this college football.
What didn't you like about this weekend?
Look, the upsets are all great and stuff, but with the portal and the parity, I'm not sure I want, like, I don't want broad parity in college football, I don't think. But I'm not ready to say that either. So right now I'm kind of in this neutral waffle zone, and I know that's a bad place to be in sports talk radio, but it's October 7th. Again, right. I have to say that every single one of these today. I will say this. I think we are seeing college kids not being able to get up week after week.
Yeah.
Seriously, because the competition is just broadly tougher on a week-to-week basis right now. Like Tennessee going to Arkansas. Hey, you could trust them going to Oklahoma, but they could they get up? Can they get up? And I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
Well, this is the junior NFL because of the schedule. I mean, we look and we want an undefeated NFL team. It's really hard to do. Even the bad teams can win games. And that's what we're seeing in college football. So if you're used to, hey, I just want a dominant Clemson, I want a dominant Alabama, those days are done, I think.
I think we're seeing a dramatic shift here, though. I didn't think it was going to happen this quick. And I'm telling you right now, and you guys can answer mine, is it an overreaction? We might see an 8-4 playoff team.
It's very possible.
On October 7th, Aaron Rodgers is washed up. Three picks in London. Second one was really ugly. The offense hasn't seen a big enough jump from the Zach Wilson days.
He's not the quarterback he used to be. I don't think anybody should expect him to be the quarterback he used to be. He's also not getting the protection that he is used to having. He's getting beat up. He's going to throw some picks. He's going to, you know, I don't think he's washed up, but I don't think he's the quarterback he used to be. Doesn't mean he's washed up.
I think he is washed up, and we saw this in his last season in Green Bay. He wasn't as good, and then he had an Achilles injury, and he's 40. I think you're seeing a difference between a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles and a 35-year-old or whatever Cousins is. He's around that age.
But I think you got to do what does washed up mean?
He doesn't look like himself anymore. He looks like a mediocre quarterback.
Okay, but how many other quarterbacks would you take instead of Aaron Rodgers?
You put me on the spot, but probably three-quarters of the league.
20 or so, yeah. Even if Anthony Richardson is healthy, Joe Flacco should be the starter in Indy. 5 touchdowns, 0 picks the last 2 weeks. And let's not forget, last year helped the Browns make the playoffs. This league's about winning. He gives them the best chance to win.
I don't think it's an overreaction. And here's where I go back to my philosophy of young quarterbacks. It takes them sometimes years. Is Anthony Richardson going to be a bust? I don't think so. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but he needs time. He didn't get that experience last year. You're seeing a quarterback basically continue his rookie season. Was it 4 games he played last year? Now all of a sudden you're expecting him to be a CJ Stroud? And that's rare. I know we're seeing it in Washington as well with Jaden Daniels, but if I'm Indianapolis, I allow him time to develop, to learn the NFL game. And I go with Flacco while that's happening.
See, I think you keep Richardson here because what are you if even Flacco works out? 9-8? That defense is not very good down there. And Taylor's out. I mean, where are you going with Flacco? Why find out about Richardson now? Put him in there. Maybe, you know, hey, if he's got some injuries, there's no reason to take chances. I just don't get what the point is. Like, the best thing Flacco could do is what the Browns did last year. Is that really what you want? And then you're going into the next year and you still have questions about the QB?
I'll defer this next one to Terry Bradshaw, who brought up, Deshaun Watson. I think he meant bench him, to clarify. Yes, he should be benched.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you want to talk about a quarterback that is not like he used to be, whether it's... He just doesn't care anymore. He got the big-time contract. He says, you know what, I'm just going to ride off into the sunset, give me my money. Or there's just way too many off-the-field distractions that are continuing to resurface. Yeah, I sit him down and let somebody else go in there and try and win you some games.
Who is their backup? Do you guys know off the top of your head? I know what's this, the old UCLA quarterback.
Jameis Winston's their backup.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Winston. He throws so many interceptions. Is it really going to make things better? Look, the bottom line is this is I don't see how this ever works out at this point. He's played enough to show that he's not the quarterback he was. And maybe he was never all that good to begin with, because I think Bill O'Brien made him.
Yep.
The Packers are the worst team in the NFC North. Hear me out. Vikings are 5-0. Lions, we think highly of, at 3-1. Caleb Williams has outplayed Jordan Love the last couple weeks, and the light bulb might be going on.
It's a bit of an overreaction. I'm not ready to say Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is going to have some up and downs. They still have Matt Eberflus as their coach, and I don't think much of him as a coach and what he can do for Chicago. He's got a lot of weapons. If he simply just hits the "I'm not going to try too much" or "try to do too much" button, then he can be okay as a rookie. But I'm not ready to say that they're going to be better than Green Bay through the course of 17 games.
Whole division has a winning record. Someone has to be the worst team. Tom, is it Green Bay?
It's still Chicago for now. Okay, yeah. Again, need to see more. Carolina, come on. Everybody puts 30 up against them. Do I see it as a possibility? Yeah. I mean, this division, that's the bigger thing. It's like, why? Why's it got to be so hard? I mean, the Lions are going to have to go minimally 4-2 in the division to probably win it at this point.
Yeah, but that's probably what you thought before the year. I didn't expect them to go 3-3 in the division. Well, you got to have a winning record.
I didn't expect them to go 6-0.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what you got to do if you want to be the team.
But I think we all had a Chicago loss.
Yes.
And they're probably going to have to win that now.
Yeah, and that last game of the season against Minnesota, suddenly a very different game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
On that note, after the Niners lose again, the NFC runs through Detroit. Sure, the Vikings have a lead, but there's two games against Detroit. The Lions have looked the best of the preseason heavyweights, Eagles, Niners, Detroit. It goes through Ford Field.
It's not an overreaction. I think the Lions are the better team. I think in all three phases, they're a better team. Now, the question is going to be for Minnesota, how long can they keep Sam Darnold playing at this level, and how long can Brian Flores continue to get his defense to play at an elite level? That's where they are right now.
I think the Lions are the best team still, but I'm certainly starting to question a little bit in the back of my mind. I mean, the defense that they're playing is just nobody saw that coming, right? And all they need is a game manager at quarterback. It's like they've got the perfect formula to really rack up a great regular season win. But you know what? When push comes to shove, I think in the playoffs, I still wouldn't buy them. But I don't know. They've got such a lead now. If they go 8-4 the rest of the way, the Lions have to go 10-2 and rely on tiebreakers.
Last one. The Tigers can't have Spencer Torkelson as the everyday first baseman in 2025. He's a platoon player at best. Postseason, 0-for-4 runners in scoring position, couple walks, but a couple strikeouts and a ground into double play. In the regular season, he hit 187 with a 539 OPS runners in scoring position. There will be bats available that could give the Tigers a lift from a premium hitting position.
I don't think it's an overreaction at all. And it's not an overreaction because we have 2 years sample size of what Spencer Torkelson is. I don't think he's ever going to be the slugger that he was in college, the slugger that we expected him to be when he was taken 1-1 overall.
It's time to move on, you know, and this front office has no ties to him. They didn't draft him. And I think they might move on from Casey Mize, too.
1-1, not on the playoff roster, Casey Mize. Not on this round's roster, anyway. Those are your overreact, Jims. It's 97.1. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.